You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat. Now, pregnant women are advised to eat well, to lay off the booze, not to smoke, and to take it easy and put their feet up. But little is said about avoiding stress. Now, it seems that stress during pregnancy might affect the way that the fetus will develop, as Meera Senthilingam found out when she met Imperial College London's Professor Vivek Glover at the Royal Society's summer exhibition.
Well, we're interested in how the emotional state of the mother during pregnancy affects the development of the fetus and the future child. And what we're finding is that quite a wide range of different sorts of stresses, the mother's more anxious, she has quarrels with her partner, can affect fetal development.
So how have you gone about looking into this?
Well, we recruit pregnant women and we ask them all sorts of questions about themselves. Quite often we ask them to fill in questionnaires or we interview them. So we find out different aspects of their emotional state.
So what effect does their emotional state have on their fetus?
Well, we then follow up the child. What we find is that there are quite a wide range of different effects it can have on the child. It can increase the risk of symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, of ADHD. It can increase the child's level of anxiety. It can have an effect on their learning ability, so they have a lower IQ. And it can make them have a high level of conduct disorder, of generally being hard to control. Different children are affected in different ways. We think there's probably an interaction with their genetic vulnerability. So, say, if they're genetically vulnerable to anxiety, that increases the risk of them becoming anxious children.
And so what is the actual connection between this? So what happens as a result of the mother being stressed to then have this effect on the baby?
We're looking into that at the moment. The evidence that there are such effects is very good. The evidence about the mechanisms is only just starting. But one of the things we think is probably involved is the stress hormone cortisol. And we have some evidence that if the mother is stressed, this affects the function of her placenta, which usually filters what passes from the mother to child, usually a very effective barrier to cortisol, that if she's anxious, more cortisol passes to the child. So we think that's part of the mechanism, that the placenta's function is affected and the fetus is exposed to more cortisol, and that changes the development of the fetal brain.
It's thought that the increase in the amount of cortisol reaching the baby could perhaps be to do with an enzyme that isn't functioning quite correctly. Is that right?
That's right. What we think is happening is that the placenta usually has a very high level of the enzyme that breaks down cortisol. And it's been shown in animals, and we're just studying now because we think it's probably happening in humans, that this enzyme gets what's called downregulated, becomes less effective. So the barrier to cortisol becomes weaker, more cortisol goes through the placenta. But we're studying on that right now.
Well, now, as part of your stand here at the Royal Society, you've actually got some human placentas on show. So, and I must admit, it's very intriguing to look at. So could you take me through this placenta?
Well, this was delivered about a week ago, and we've got it encased safely in a vacuum-packed bag, a bit like you might get meat in the supermarket. So you can see the actual structure of the placenta. You can see the cord. You can see the fetal side and the maternal side.
There's quite a difference in colour between the fetal and the maternal side.
Yes. The placenta is actually made from the fetus, and you might not know the placenta has a sex, so if the fetus is male, the placenta is male, and actually male and female placentas behave in different ways.
How do they behave differently? What do they do?
Well, we're just starting to look at that, but if the mother has asthma, the response of the placenta is quite different, whether it's a male or female placenta.
And so this difference in the male and female placenta, could that change if the mother is then stressed? So could that then have a different effect on the child?
That's one of the things we're looking into right now. It's been shown in animals that there are quite big differences in how baby girls and baby boys are affected by prenatal stress. And so we're looking to see if that's happening in humans as well.
And just lastly, I guess, so what is it about this increase in cortisol of entering the child that has an effect on the child? What does it do to a baby?
Well, it does a whole lot of things. It causes it to grow more slowly, so it can help to contribute to the baby being born small for a gestational age. But it also affects how the brain develops. It depends at the time of exposure, but different bits of the brain, the part of the brain that controls fear or controls memory, can be developed in different ways. It's exposed to high levels of cortisol.
And so once this is fully understood, is this then going to just increase advice for mothers to basically try and stay stress-free?
Well, I think that should be part of what's more generally known in society. Mothers, there's a limit to how much they can do for themselves. I think they should be advised to try and look after themselves, take time off, relax. But I think it's also very important there should be more help given to pregnant mothers. I think the physical care in our country of pregnant women is very good. The emotional care of pregnant women has hardly started. And I think if we could provide more emotional support, the appropriate kind, depending what the problem is, we could help the outcome and health, not just of the mother, but of her child as well.
And that was Professor Vivek Glover from Imperial College explaining to Meera Senthilingam how stress can cause changes in the placenta and ultimately influence how the fetus develops.
Bringing the facts to bear. The Naked Scientists.